Sunday Morning Show with Walt and Mike. That's Nora Jones and a song called Happy Pills. It is Monday, February 15th. It's 8:14. Mike Plourde in studio, and joining me is Danielle Peterson and Michelle Grunert, who are event coordinators for a special event coming up early in March. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you in the studio. And Danielle, want to tell us what's happening coming up in March?
Coming up on March 5th at 4 p.m., we're going to be hosting, along with Marquette Mountain, the second annual Fort Cody Memorial Rail Jam. Go ahead, Michelle. You can.
Yep. The Rail Jam is in honor of our late nephew, Cody Revord, who did pass away secondary to a traumatic brain injury he suffered from a snowboarding accident. So our goal in the Rail Jam is to educate the youth and families about the significance of helmet safety. Just kind of put more awareness out there. Everyone knows, but just to increase it, we're going to have a couple of different things for kids. There's going to be prizes for the youth. Any money that's raised, we're going to put towards purchasing more helmets for the community, as well as more just education and so forth.
As well as we do have a scholarship at the local high school, Marquette Senior High, and additional funds will go into that scholarship as well.
So it's going to be in March.
Correct. Saturday, March 5th.
And what time does it start?
4 p.m.
Yep, at Marquette Mountain.
4 p.m. at Marquette Mountain. So mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, you're right, Michelle, when you say that people know about wearing helmets. The thing is to get them to do it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, for sure. You know, Cody grew up and he always wore his helmet. He was great about it. But what sometimes people don't think about is when you're out just, you know, in your backyard or just, you know, taking it easy, you still got to wear your helmet then. You know, it's not just when you're on the hill.
If you want the kind of protection that you need, and, you know, we're talking so much even just about concussions nowadays mm-hmm. when it comes to sports and that. It's so important in so many ways.
Right. Yeah, and there's what people, I think, a lot of the youth and sometimes families forget that if there is one single severe impact to the helmet, that actually compromises the integrity of the foam in there, and you need another one. You need to get new helmets. It's not just a one helmet. You grow out of them. They need to be sized. They need to fit correctly. And they actually are specialized for sports. So that can become expensive, you know, to have multiple helmets for multiple sports. But they are designed to fit different impacts. So mm-hmm. if you have a crash, get a new helmet. If you need help, you let us know. There are lots of different nonprofits that kind of help with that. The Kohl's.
Kohl's Cares did a thing at the ski hill this before the season started, you know, and
the bike rodeo.
The bike rodeo, the Superior Health Foundation helps with that.
And we want to be a part of that. There are some studies out there that there's this population ages between 18 and 24, which is the late teenage years and early adult years, where their moms aren't with them, making them put their helmets on.
Right.
You know, we want to kind of reach them a little bit more. Mm-hmm.
Mike Plourde in studio, and joining me is Danielle Peterson and Michelle Grunert, who are event coordinators for the Rail Jam coming up at Marquette Mountain on Saturday, March 5th. And Michelle, you've got some information on tickets. Tell us where to get tickets.
You can register for the event on the day of. The event starts at 4 p.m. The registration fee is $15. The lift fee is $20. Money from the registration will go directly to Fort Cody efforts. There are required waivers for all entries, required wearing helmets, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And if you have additional questions, you can contact Marquette Mountain, you know, and they can help you out there. We're not taking registrations ahead of time. We're going to do it at the hill.
We will have a 50-50 raffle mm-hmm. for family or entry members that want to participate. We have sponsors or representatives from The Compound and Casualties who will be providing us with judges for the event, which will be very nice. They know what they're talking about.
Double Trouble DJ will be out there to help spice things up a bit for us.
Mm-hmm. And the whole point is to bring awareness to parents and teenagers and young adults about how important it is to wear helmets whenever right. you're doing anything right. that where you could possibly slip and fall.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, skateboarding, biking, snowboarding, skiing, all that requires, you know, helmet use. Because there's that potential for an injury in all of those extreme sports and whatever you're doing.
Yep, we use the Fort Cody as the reminder, but ultimately you want to wear your helmet for you.
Right.
This incident be a reminder of why it's very important, but also wear it for you. Mm-hmm. We are actually also working on a going to be working on a mini grant where we'd like to raise some more funds to kind of the non-conventional ways, get helmets out there, like police officers driving around and they see a kid without one, just take it out of the back. Here, buddy, why don't you throw this on?
Right.
Ski patrols at the Market Mountain or any mountain. Hey, you're skiing without a helmet. Here, buddy, put this on. Not to be penalized, but yet to just kind of
encourage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Encourage. Yep. We have to get the youth wanting to wear them. You know, when they see older people, older young adults, you know, then they'll be more apt to put them on and feel comfortable about it.
You know, you make a good point. That's why it's so important for adults to lead and wear those helmets all the time anyway. Yep. So one more time, when, where, what's happening?
One more time. It is the Fort Cody Memorial Rail Jam, March 5th at 4 p.m. at the Marquette Mountain.
And how can folks find out more information?
If you have any additional questions, we have a Facebook page out there. You can always find us through that. And call the Marquette Mountain if you have any other questions.
Sounds great. Michelle Peterson, and I'm sorry, Danielle Peterson and Michelle Grunert, event coordinators for the Fort Cody Rail Jam coming up at Marquette Mountain on Saturday, March 5th. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you so much for
having
us.
Thank you very much.